Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians 4, the verses 1 to 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the verses 1 to 6. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Let us reflect on the theme, shining truth in a world of shadows. Shining truth in a world of shadows. In 2 Corinthians 4, 1-6, the Apostle Paul unveils the complex terrain of human experience in a world that is often clouded by uncertainty and illusion. At various points in life, we might feel caught in a whirlwind of our own mistakes, or enshrouded in a haze of disillusion or disenchantment. It is during these times of deep vulnerability that Paul's advice to the Corinthians strikes a chord. He urges them, and by extension us, to stay strong in adversity and to turn away from deceptive and harmful paths. Paul emphasizes the life-changing impact of embracing honesty and transparency. He advises us to put aside deceit and embody the raw, unfiltered truth, saying, "By setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God." My dear friends, this is not just about being truthful. It is an invitation to make our lives an open book that genuinely reflects our beliefs and values. Paul doesn't shy away from acknowledging the challenges of this approach. He talks about people who turn away from the truth, their perceptions clouded by misleading influences, keeping them from seeing the gospel's enlightening power. It is a stark reminder of the unseen spiritual struggles, the contrast for the hearts and minds of people. There are two questions for reflection. One, in times when you feel down and ready to give up, how can embracing and actively living in truth change your perspective and life circumstances? Number two, as modern-day followers of Christ, what steps can we take to ensure our lives vividly showcase Christ's light in a world often veiled in confusion and deceit? Divine Creator, amidst life's storms and the shadows that sometimes darken our paths, anchor us in your eternal truth. Help us cast away false fronts and harmful ways, so we may clearly see and reflect your brilliant light. Grant us the fortitude to be unwavering in our faith, to represent not ourselves, but Jesus Christ our Lord. Illuminate our hearts and minds, lighting our way and guiding us in righteous living. Open our eyes and hearts to your splendor, enabling us to be vessels of your love and truth in our world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.